That's Hobart's sister. Am I right? It has to be, according to your story. She's in my notebook, too. Close to 40, overweight, not rich. Previously unexplained. But now I know. That's when the Dakota doorman told her the family was in the Hamptons. Then she went out there. So, isn't it obvious? Kate Lane takes this weird woman walking on the beach, and she hears a weird and fantastical story, but there's something about it, and something about her husband that stops her from just dismissing it out of hand. Enough of a grain of truth there to make her think for a moment. Maybe enough to make her ask her husband for an explanation. Reacher said nothing. Patty said, in which case all hell would break loose. Don't you see? Suddenly, Kate is no longer a loyal and obedient wife. Suddenly, she's as bad as Anne was. And suddenly, she's a loose end, too, maybe even a serious threat.
Lane would have gone after Hobart and Dee Marie, too, not just Kate.
If he could find them. You only found them because of the Pentagon.
And the Pentagon hates Lane,
Pauling said.
They wouldn't give him the time of day.
Two questions. If this is history repeating itself, Anne, all over again, why is Lane pushing me to help?
He's gambling, Patty said. He's gambling because he's arrogant. He's putting on a show for his men, and he's betting that he's smarter than you are.
Second question. Who could be playing Knight's part this time around?
Does that matter?
Yes, it matters. It's an important detail, don't you think?
Patty paused, looked away. It's an inconvenient detail, because there's nobody missing. Okay, I apologize. Maybe you're right. Just because it was fake for Anne doesn't mean it's fake for Kate. Just remember one thing. While you're spending your time helping him, you're not looking for a woman he loves. You're looking for a prized possession. This is like somebody stole a gold watch from him and he's angry about it.
Then, out of what Reacher guessed was sheer habit, Patty moved to the window and stood with her hands linked behind her back, staring out and down.
It's not over for me. It won't be over for me until Lane gets what he deserves.
Chapter 44 Reacher and Pauling rode down to the Majestic's lobby in silence. They stepped out to the sidewalk. Early evening, four lanes of traffic and lovers in the park. Dogs on leashes, tour groups, the bass bark of fire truck horns.
Pauling asked, where now?
Take the night off. I'm going back to the Lion's Den. Pauling headed for the subway and Reacher headed for the Dakota. The doorman sent him up without making a call. Either Lane had put him on some kind of an approved list, or the doorman had grown accustomed to his face. Either way, it didn't feel good. Poor security. And Reacher didn't want to be recognized as part of Lane's crew. Not that he expected to be around the Dakota ever again. It was way above his pay grade. There was nobody waiting for him in the court around 5. Lane's door was closed. Reacher knocked and then found a bell button and pushed it. A minute later, Kowalski opened up. The biggest of Lane's guys, but no giant. Maybe 6 feet, maybe 200 pounds. He seemed to be alone. There was nothing but stillness and silence behind him. He stepped back and held the door, and Reacher stepped inside. Where is everybody?
Out shake in the trees, Kowalski said.
What trees?
Burke is a theory. He thinks we're being visited by ghosts from the past.
What ghosts?
You know what ghosts, because Burke told you first.
Knight and Hobart, the very same. Waste of time. They died in Africa.
Not true.
A friend of a friend of a friend called the VA clerk.
Only one of them died in Africa.
Which one?
We don't know yet, but we'll find out. You know what a VA clerk makes?
Not very much, I guess.
Everyone has a price, and the VA clerk's is pretty low.
They moved through the foyer to the deserted living room. Kate Lane's picture still had pride of place on the table. There was a recessed light fixture in the ceiling that put a subtle glow on it.
Did you know them?
Knight and Hobart?
Sure.
Did you go to Africa?
Sure.
So whose side are you on? Theirs or Lane's?
Lane pays me. They don't.
So you have a price, too.
Only a bullshitter doesn't.
What were you back in the day?
Navy SEAL.
so you can swim. Reacher stepped into the interior hallway and headed for the master bedroom. Kowalski kept close behind him.
You gonna follow me everywhere?
Probably. Where are you going, anyway?
To count the money.
Is that okay with Lane?
He wouldn't have given me the combination if it wasn't.
He gave you the combination.
I hope so, Reacher thought. Left hand, index finger curled, ring finger straight, middle finger straight, middle finger curled. 3785. I hope.
He pulled the closet door and entered 3785 on the security keypad. There was an agonizing seconds wait, and then it beeped, and the inner door's latch clicked.
He never gave me the combination.
But I bet he lets you be the lifeguard out in the Hamptons. Reacher opened the inner door and pulled the chain for the light. The closet was about 6 feet deep and 3 wide. A narrow walk space on the left, money on the right. Bales of it. All of them were intact except for one that was opened and half empty. That was the one Lane had thrown around the room and then repacked. Reacher dragged it out, carried it to the bed, and dumped it down. Kowalski stayed at his shoulder.
You know how to count?
Ha ha, funny man. So count that. Reacher stepped back to the closet and eased in sideways and crouched, hefted an intact plastic bale off the top of the pile, and turned it over and over in his hands and checked all 6 sides. On one face, under the legend Banque Centrale, there was smaller print that said Gouvernement National, Ouagadougou, Burkina Faso. Under that was printed USD 1 million. The plastic was old and thick and grimy. Reacher licked the ball of his thumb and rubbed a small circle and saw Ben Franklin's face. $100 bills. 10,000 of them in the bale. The heat shrink was original and untouched. $1 million bucks. Unless the gentlemen bankers of Burkina Faso's national government in O-Town had been cheating, which they probably hadn't. $1 million bucks in a package about as heavy as a loaded carry-on suitcase. Altogether, there were 10 intact bales and 10 empty wrappers, a total of $20 million once upon a time.
50 packets, Kowalski called from the bed. $10,000 each. So how much is that?
Reacher called back. Silence.
What? You were out sick the day they taught multiplication?
It's a lot of money. You got that right, Reacher thought. It's 500 grand, half a million, total of 10.5 million still here, total of 10.5 million gone. Original grand total, back in the day, $21 million. The whole of the Burkina Faso payment, Lane's capital, untouched for 5 years, untouched until 3 days ago.